In the previous episode of the Demand Our Access podcast, I briefly described the Code of Federal Regulations. Without repeating all of that information here, the Code of Federal Regulations is where government agencies publish what it means to comply with many different laws. I'm showing this so people can figure out where to learn more about the ADA if they want, and or if they want to check my work and see if I'm giving you the right information. Specifically today, we're going to go through different sections of what the Department of Justice has determined means compliance with Title II of the ADA. The reason we're doing that is that Title II is the first substantive part of this podcast series. The Title II regulations, as promulgated or developed by DOJ, are in 28 CFR Part 35. So to begin, I'm going to hit the Enter key to open Firefox.
Enter. Search or enter address edit combo.
To keep this simple, I'm going to start with 28 CFR 35.105, which is the self-evaluation, which we also covered on the last podcast. And the self-evaluation is basically an assessment of the activities, programs, and services of a local government for accessibility to people with disabilities. So to do this, I'm just going to type in 28.
Ooh, expanded 8.
And I'm going to hit space, and I'm going to type in CFR.
CFR.
You don't have to put in any punctuation here, although when you type these things in documents, it's C period F period R period, and all the letters are capitalized in case anybody cares. Now I'm going to type in 35, and I'm just going to put in a period, and I'm going to type in 105.
105.
And I'm going to hit enter.
105, enter, collapsed, news app, main region end, Mozilla Firefox, 28 CFR 35.105, Google search.
So I'm going to hit the number 3, which should take me to the first result in the search. Let's see if that actually happens.
Search results heading level 1, 28 CFR section 35.105, self-evaluation, law, Cornell, edit.
Okay, so I hit the number 3, I know I did, and it took us to a heading level 1. So I don't know why the Google search page did that, but it's good that it did in this case, and I'll tell you why. You heard that the search result in this case came from Cornell University. That's a fine resource, but it's not what we want because it is not the official federal government publication of the Code of Federal Regulations. Sometimes when you type in these sections, you will get as the first choice the official federal government regulation. Sometimes, as in this case, you don't. And you really want to be careful, in my view, that you have the official version. So I'm just going to hit the letter H for heading since it did what I didn't think it would do the first time when I tried to go by number.
28 CFR 35.105 self-evaluation, ECFR heading level 3 link.
There we go. Self-evaluation, ECFR, the federal government EFCGOV is what we got. And that's the one we want. The GOV one is always the one you want. So I'm going to hit enter to open it.
Enter. Main region, 28 CFR 35.
I'm going to press control and a couple of times to let it load.
11 headings and 47 links to smart feedback.
Now we finally have it. And I'm going to hit the down arrow just to give you a little flavor of what's on this page.
List of 8 items. Link home. Browse. List of 4 items nesting level 1. Link. Titles. Link. Agencies. Link. Incorporation. Link. Recent updates. List and nesting level 1. Link ECFR search. Link ECFR recent changes. Link ECFR corrections. Reader aids. List of 5 items nest. Link reader aids home.
That's enough. Now, some of you may be aware that federal government websites like ada.gov have been updated very recently, like in the last week or two. I don't know if the Electronic Code of Federal Regulations has, but to make sure that we move through this without errors, I'm just going to hit H for heading instead of guessing at what the numbers may be based on my memory. I'm just going to hit H.
ECFR heading level 1 link.
There's our heading level 1 for the ECFR.
The Electronic Code of Federal Regulations heading level 2.
And there's our 2 telling us we're in the Electronic Code of Federal Regulations.
Title 28 heading level 1.
And we're back to heading 1, which we all know is not at all cool. But that's part 28, And I'm going to hit H again.
ECFR content heading level 6.
And now we're back to a content heading 6. And what's amazing about all of this, as I'm sure those of you who are familiar with this is the part of the Code of Federal Regulations that tells us about compliance with the ADA is actually violating the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. And I point this out as a way of reminding everyone how pervasive inaccessibility is in our society. The federal government is actually publishing things that don't comply with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, and as a result, also do not comply with Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act. And clearly, these pages are supposed to be compliant, and they're not. And so that's just the reality we have to deal with. I'm going to hit H again.
Section 35.105, self-evaluation, heading level 4, Lynn.
And that's, now we're back to heading level 4. But we got to the self-evaluation, and it reminded us that it's 105. Now I'm just going to down arrow here.
A public entity shall, within 1 year of the effective date of this part, evaluate its current services, policies, and practices, and the effects thereof, that do not or may not meet the requirements of this part, and to the extent modification of any such services, policies, and practices is required.
And there you go. It read Part A of Section 105. I'm just going to hit down arrow again.
The public entity shall proceed to make the necessary modifications. A public entity shall provide an opportunity to interested persons, including individuals with disabilities or organizations representing individuals with disabilities, to participate in the self-evaluation process by submitting comments. A public entity that employs 50 or more persons shall, for at least 3 years following completion of the self-evaluation, maintain on file and make available for public inspection.
And that's enough. We're not going to go all the way through this. What I want to do now is I want to pull up a links list dialog box. So I'm going to hit my insert key and F7.
Links list dialog, links list view, section 35.
And there's my links list. I'm going to hit N for next.
N, no fear act. N, next.
And I'm going to hit enter on this next link.
Enter. List with 3 items. Link next. ECFR 28, ECFR 35.106, notice, list section.
And there you go. The next link took us to 28 CFR 35.106, which for those of you who listened to the previous episode of the podcast will know that 106 deals with the notice provisions of the ADA. So now I'm just going to hit H.
ECFR content heading level 6. Section 35.106 notice heading level 4 link. ECFR content heading level 6.
Okay.
Section 35.106 notice heading level 4 link.
Here's section 106. I'm just going to hit down arrow.
A public entity shall make available to applicants, participants, beneficiaries, and other interested persons information regarding the provisions of this part and its applicability to the services, programs, or activities of the public entity, and make such information available to them in such manner as the head of the entity finds necessary to apprise such persons of the protections against discrimination assured them by the act of this part. Heading level 6 ECFR content.
And that's the entirety of 106. They're supposed to tell us what their services are and how to access them. Obviously, it's a little more complicated than that, and how they do that is different, and we have, as we talked about in the previous episode, guidance as to what that means. But that's 106. That's the substance of 106. I'm going to bring up my links list again.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Home 26.
And I'm just going to hit N again.
N. No fear act. N. Next.
And now we have our next. I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter. List with 3 items. Link next. ECFR 28. ECFR 35.107.
Section 107 has two parts. Section subpart A deals with the designated employee, or as now is commonly known, the ADA coordinator. Section B deals with the grievance or complaint procedures. We covered both of these last time. And now, because the pages are loading and being wonky, I'm going to just go to the top with Control Home to make sure I'm at the top. Now I'm going to hit Control, and I'm not even going to guess at the headings. I'm just going to hit H.
ECFR heading level 1 link. The Electronic Code of Federal Regulations heading level 2. Title 28 heading level 1. ECFR content heading level 6. Section 35.107 designation of responsible employee and adoption of grievance procedures heading level 4 link.
There we go. Now I'm going to hit down arrow.
A designation of responsible employee. A public entity that employs 50 or more persons shall designate at least one employee to coordinate its efforts.
There you go. Section A. A public entity with at least 50 more or more employees shall designate at least one responsible employee. So that's how, a little bit how this works, but I'm going to pull up my links list just to show another thing here.
Links list dialog, links list view, section 35.
And again, I did that with insert F7. Now I'm just going to hit the letter P.
P, privacy. P35P previous.
And now I have my previous link. I'm going to hit enter on that.
Enter. ECFR 20 ECFR 35.106 notice table of contents button.
And as Jaws told us, we went back to section 35.106, the notice section. This is a very brief look at how to navigate. I'm just going to show you one more thing. I'm going to hit Control L to go to my search bar.
Control L, HTTPS.
Okay, and now I'm just going to type 28 space CFR space 35. So in this case, I'm not putting in any section. And I don't have to capitalize anything. It's just CFR. If you ever write this, it would be capital C, period, capital F, period, capital R, period. But for our purposes in doing a Google search, the capitalization and punctuation don't matter. So I'm going to hit enter.
35, enter, collapsed, ECFR 20, ECFR 35.106, notice, Mozilla Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, land.
Control several times, as we know these pages are loading very slowly today. Now I'm just going to hit my H key to move down the search page.
Accessibility links heading level 1. Search modes heading level 1. Search results heading level 1. 28 CFR part 35 non-discrimination on the basis of disability heading level 3 link.
Now I'm at, but I have to down arrow to see what the source is for the link here.
Link HTTPS www.gov single right point and angle quotation mark current single right point and angle quotation mark title 28 single right point and angle.
And we got the X. Gov information, which is what we want. So I'm going to go up arrow back to the link.
Heading level 3 link 28 CFR part 35 non-discrimination.
I'm going to hit control to stop JAWS and I'm going to hit enter to open the link.
Enter. Mozilla Firefox. ECFR 20.
And now I'm just going to hit the H key to move through some of the headings here.
ECFR heading level 1 link. The Electronic Code of Federal Regulations heading level 2. Title 28 heading level 1.
We went from heading 1 to heading 2 back to heading 1.
ECFR content heading level 6.
To heading 6.
Enhanced content heading level 6. Link title 28 part 35 part 35 non-discrimination on the basis of disability in state and local government services heading level 1 link.
Back to 1. Now, this page contains the entire contents of 28 CFR 35. All of the Title II regulations by DOJ are on this one page. I'm just going to hit H.
Authority heading level 4. Source heading level 4. Link part subpart A, link part 35, subpart A, general heading level 2 link. Section 35.101, purpose and broad coverage, heading level 4 link.
And now we're at section 101. I'm just going to keep hitting H.
Section 35.102, application, heading level 4 link.
So now the different sections are supposedly, let's see if the structure maintains itself, at a heading 4 level. So now I'm going to switch and hit the number 4.
Section 35.103, relationship to other laws, heading level... Section 35.104, definition. Section 35.105, self-evaluation.
And it did. Now we're at section 105, which, as we just covered, was the self-evaluation. Now I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
A public entity shall, within 1 year of the effective date of this part, evaluate its current services, policies, and practices, and the effects.
And you can see it went right into subpart A about a public entity shall evaluate its services. So this is a brief look at how you can navigate the law if you want to, if you want to learn more. If you're interested, 28 CFR 36 applies to Title III of the ADA, which, as we talked about briefly in the previous episode, covers public entities. So your businesses, basically, we're talking about. So hotels, restaurants, music halls, sports arenas, those kinds of things. Businesses are covered by Title III. The format when you go into 28 CFR 36 is very much like this, which means disorganized and out of order headings, but all of the information is here. If you know the sections, as I do, which some of you may think is an indictment on me, but that's the truth. 28 CFR 35.105, you can type in to read about self-evaluations, and 107 will give you ADA coordinator and complaint procedures and so forth. I will tell you that in another demo later in this episode, we're going to cover the website, the Demand Our Access website. And I have links to all of the sections in the PDFs on that page, but we'll go through that here in just a minute.